There was a story on Channel 9 last night on their Medical Watch segment that I believe is still on. It was like 9 minutes long. And it featured Dr. Balnandra, who you have heard on this radio station before. He's with a company called Ketamine Centers of Chicago, or Ketamine Solutions. In fact, their website is ketaminechicago.com. Ketamine is a drug, and it is used to treat depression and also pain management. He's an anesthesiologist. Having seen that story and knowing a little bit about him, I invited him to come back into our studio today. Dr. Nandra, welcome back.
Thank you, John. Always a pleasure to be here.
So what did they do last night on Channel 9?
They showed our story, and we featured a patient of ours, a gentleman named Jason, who I treated for depression, which he had his entire life. And after his series of infusions, and actually after just two or three infusions, he started feeling markedly better, and he's really completely turned around and says he literally feels better now than he ever has before. He didn't know how bad off he was until after he got these treatments.
I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday. You don't know this story. But a friend of mine said, oh, my friend, somebody I don't know, but a friend of my friend, went to Ketamine Solutions. Ketamine Solutions, that's what you call your
IV solution.
IV solution. Yeah. KetamineChicago.com. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing how it turned her life around. That suddenly she was less angry, suddenly she was less hostile, and she almost didn't know what she was missing until she realized that she could control or repress her depression, her hostility. It's a wonderful story.
Yeah, she was actually an amazing patient, and you're absolutely right. She.
Do you know the person I'm talking about? I don't know that you do. Maybe you do.
Maybe I do, maybe I don't. But like a lot of patients, some patients actually will turn around after just one infusion, and it's really remarkable. And sometimes it'll take two, occasionally it'll take three, and then it's like a light switch goes off. And the third or fourth time I see them, I'm almost shocked. It's almost an emotional situation for all of us at the clinic because we literally feel like somebody else walked in the door.
What's ketamine?
Ketamine is an anesthetic drug that was developed in the 1950s. Has been used in anesthesia for, you know, ever since then, for 50 years.
If I'm having surgery, I will get ketamine?
Sometimes. It depends on the surgical situation.
That's not what knocks you out, though, right?
No, not necessarily, no. It's used more in certain surgical situations as well as intensive care units. It's used on the battlefields, actually, a lot by medics, too.
Why?
Because ketamine is an incredibly strong drug for pain. And when soldiers get injured in the battlefields, a syringe of ketamine can be given to them, or a dose of ketamine, and they can be taken off and airlifted, getting off the battlefield safely.
Is it like morphine or something like that?
It's different from morphine. It's actually much more powerful in how it controls or eliminates pain, but its advantage is that it does not cause respiratory depression and all those other things. So, in other words, you can give that patient a big dose of ketamine, and you don't have to worry about their breathing and their airway and having to put a breathing tube in, and you can get them safely and pain-free to a hospital.
Who diagnoses these patients as depressed? I mean, how do you come to administering ketamine to them?
Well, they usually come either from their primary healthcare provider, from their psychiatrist, sometimes from their therapist or psychiatrist. A lot of patients will just find us, however, on the internet and through media, like today, and they'll contact us, and then we'll screen them. I'll screen them for health-wise, and then I'll get involved with our psych screening. We have a psychiatric team also that clears them, and we discuss them with their primary care provider also.
So then it's an IV solution that you give them with the ketamine in it?
Yes, it's a small IV bag of IV solution, just normal saline, and we put the right dose of ketamine in it, and we infuse it over about an hour.
How many treatments does the average person get?
For depression, it's six treatments typically over a period of 2 weeks or so, every other day. Each infusion lasts 45 minutes. Patient takes about 10 or 15 minutes to recover. And, you know, within an hour or so afterwards, they're feeling back to normal.
And after 2 weeks, they may experience some improvement. How long does that improvement last?
That's kind of the always the tough question to answer because there is really it's really difficult to predict that. But what we see and what most treatment centers see is anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks improvement, all the way up to months. I've had some patients that only come in once every 4 or 5 months for a single maintenance booster.
This is, let's see, I'm trying to read the name on the screen. It looks like Tony. Tony, you're on WGN. What can we do for you?
Yeah, hi. So I've got a question for Doctor. Gabapentin, maybe it's a similar drug, but it's used for neurological issues and people with maybe fibromyalgia where they end up totally clearing up their pain issue depending on the dosage they get. But my question then is mentally and awareness-wise, do you lose anything in the process?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. That's a concern for a lot of people who take drugs to treat one thing, then they're in a fog.
Yeah. Yeah, gabapentin has that thing. It kind of really sedates people and puts them in a bit of a fog, and especially when you get to the higher doses. It's not as nearly as effective as a pain control drug as ketamine is, and ketamine does not really give you that effect. There's really no significant changes in cognition. Between your infusions, even an hour afterwards, you're pretty much back to 100% normal.
You can be a little loopy after a treatment, right?
Yeah, for about 30 to 45 minutes, depending on the treatment and the length of the treatment and what we're treating, of course. For depression, they're really low doses, so typically much less of that with depression.
All right. Tony, good luck. Thanks for the call. Lisa, you're on WGN. Hi. Hi, Lisa. Are you there?
Yes. Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead. Yeah, she's listening to the delay. Reminder of that elephant. We'll come back to her maybe in a minute. I know she's interested in how is it administered for depression the same way for pain, and that is through an IV. Here's total disclosure. My nephew just spent a week going to your clinic for pain management. How much of your business is pain? How much of it is depression?
I would say it's about 25% pain at this point, and probably about 75 or 80% depression and other mental illness.
Yeah. Fibromyalgia, that kind of pain, or migraine headache, that kind of pain?
Both. Fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, just neuropathic pain. I had a patient who had chemotherapy for a cancer, and he came in depressed, but he also had neuropathy, in other words, numbing and tingling in his fingers and his toes, and really just uncomfortable feeling from the chemo. And after three treatments, that started going away. And it has been shown to happen with ketamine in some clinical studies. So we gave him a few extra treatments, and he was almost 100% back to normal. And that was actually a big improvement for him and really improved his quality of life.
Hey, Laura, you're on WGN. What can we do for you?
Hey, I have suffered with IBS for so many years, and I find it's a daily struggle, and that makes me really depressed, fighting that and esophageal reflux. Have you had patients that have come in, and it causes a lot of anxiety, too, because when the
IBS is irritable bowel, right?
Irritable bowel, correct.
Yeah.
And it's a source of anxiety when you're not, when you don't function, you know, it's a constant struggle. And I'm wondering if that has ever, if you've had patients that have dealt with those issues?
Yeah.
We have not, Lori. And I've not really found anything in literature to treat that kind of pain with ketamine. It's typically more neurological, neuropathic type of conditions. I mean, of course, it would help with things like anxiety and depression that come along with that, but I don't think it would really help much with that actual condition.
Laura, good luck. Thanks for the phone call. That was one other thing you... We have to wrap this up now, Doctor, but that was one of the other things you told me off the air, and that is, it sounds like, anyway, this is sort of cutting edge. You guys are discovering instances where it's applicable that might surprise you. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. Ketamine was discovered in kind of a serendipitous situation, and that's what we're finding also. You know, we treat a patient with a spectrum of things, and we see other things improving, and it's pretty remarkable. So, you know, it's a safe drug, and that's the key to this whole thing, and well-researched. So we know that it's effective and safe.
A lot of our listeners suffer from arthritis, but that's not a neurological disorder. So do you use this for that?
We don't. For for pain that's of bone origin and joints and things like that, and even soft tissues, it's not going to be that effective. Again, it's more effective against those neurological and neuropathic type conditions.
The story was a pretty long one. They featured last night on Channel 9. I believe they ran it again on the Noon News today. The company is called, let me just make sure I turn over the card and do this right, Ketamine Chicago. K-E-T-A-M-I-N-E Chicago, KetamineChicago.com. And Dr. Bal Nandra is in our studio. Well, congratulations. I know that a lot of people are very thankful for what you guys are doing over there, Bal.
Thank you very much, John. I really appreciate it, and thanks for having me on the show again.